Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Lamed Ches. Nida Lamed Ches. We are on Lamed Zayin Amed Beis by the two dots. Kamehi Kishuya. So we're going back to what it said in the Mishnah on Lamed Vav Amed Beis on top, where the Mishnah discussed the status of Kishui and how that affects Nida and Ziva. And the Mishnah quoted a machlokas, how long does one have, does the woman have, to attribute the labor pains, the koshi, to the birth and not to some other factor. And if it's some other factor, then she would have the status of a zava. But if it's to the birth, then she wouldn't, as we learned based on the psukim. So there was a three-way machlokas. Rabbi Meir held even 40 and 50 days. That was the language of the Mishnah. Arfilu arba'im v'chamishim yom. 40 and 50. Rabbi Yehuda says you have 1 month. 1 month before the birth. If it's more than 1 month, more before the ninth month, so then you cannot attribute that to the birth, and she would become a zava. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon said 2 weeks. More than 2 weeks before the birth, again, you cannot attribute it to the birth. Okay, so those are the three shitas, and today's daf discusses those three shitas and a couple of other items that come up parenthetically. Very interesting. Okay, so Kami Kishir Meir Omer V'chudosh. Meir says 40 and 50. So the Gemara asks, Hashta Chamishim Mekashia Arba'im Miboi, if 50 we are able to attribute to the birth. So, of course, 40. So 50 works even 40. So why do you have to say both? So Amar Rav Chisda, Lakasha, Kan L'chola, Kan L'briya. So Rav Chisda says, well, it depends if we're talking about a healthy woman or a sickly woman. A healthy woman is stronger, and we could only attribute less, 40, only 40 days. A sick woman, the blood will start flowing earlier, her insides are not as strong, and therefore we could go back even 50 days before the birth. Tosas points out that you have a number of cases throughout Shas of numbers that are given. Sometimes the Gemara will assume it's dafka, like our case, here 40 and 50, you might just say anytime, as early as it is. But the Gemara assumes, no, it's 40 and 50 specifically, and that's why we say 40 is this woman and 50 is that woman. And other times we have throughout Shas numbers, we say, oh, just people talk like that. Kedamri Inshi. Tosa says, for example, in the beginning of Masechah Sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda says you could have even up to 40 and 50 amos. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that a sukkah is a diras keva. So you could have a very high roof. So the Gemara there says, Misuka lo parki I gav na Rabbi Yehuda to machshar at arba'im v'chamishim amah. Tosa says over there in Sukkah, did not ask why hasam yishem to kimle to lav dafka al arba'im v'chamishim kedamri inshi v'afilu tuva. The Gemara had a mesora and assumed that over there it's lav dafka. Rabbi Yehuda just means way very high, but not dafka that it is 40, 50. Aval hacha havidafka chamishim. But here it's obvious the Gemara assumes it is dafka from our lines and also from lines that will have Bez Hashem in a few minutes on Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. Also, another example Tosfos gives in Masechah Shabbos Kuf Chavav, where Tosfos discusses how many boxes, kupos, are you allowed to move on Shabbos. The Mishnah says they are 4 and 5. So it says, Hashta Hey Kupos, Dalad Mi Boi. So again, the Gemara there says Tosfos, the Havamina that we thought it was Dafka. And there the answer is Lav Dafka, but you find this many places where you have numbers given. How old the child has to be, other examples given. Good. Says the Gemara. So our Gemara is who was Dafka. Amar Levi. Next stage. Oh, even if you just look, before we continue, the Chashuki Chemed, the case given, there is a question that was asked to Rav Zilberstein, where there was someone who borrowed money, and the lender said, you know, pay me back, you know, 4 or 5 months, whenever you get the money, 4 or 5 months. And the borrower is somebody who was very medactic. He always wanted to pay back exactly when he needed to, and not later. And he didn't know what he had to do here. He didn't want to pay back earlier if he didn't have to, but he didn't know what to do. The guy said 4 or 5 months. The question is, what does that mean, 4 or 5 months? So he asked Rav Zilberstein. He says, well, if you look in our Gemara, you know, it talks about maybe it's dafka, but as Tosfos says, sometimes it's dafka, sometimes it's lav dafka. Maybe he means even more than 5 months. But then he says, maybe there's a difference. Bishlama besukkah, by sukkah you can say it's lav dafka, because there is no shear. There's no shear, so any number you give, it could go up to infinity. It could go up all the way to the sky. But by a halva, by a loan, it's obviously going to have to get paid back. The guy's not giving it. It's not a matana. It's a halva. So, mikol makom liyosim yidai harbe zman vade lo iskaven. He didn't have kavanah to give tons of time. So, it could be that there is some type of limit. And of course, the pisrei tshuva, at most you're going to have is a year. At most. So, you say it's more than 5 months. So it is interesting that was the case of the question that was asked Rav Zilberstein, again, 4 or 5 months, similar here, where we say 40, 50. Weiter. Amar Rabbi Levi, we just said on yesterday's daf that whenever there's a baby, and we could attribute it to the baby, the koshi to the baby, so then that ziva is not created. And on yesterday's daf, we even have, is ziva, are the shivi yinkiyim that we are counting after ziva, are they uprooted? Right, that was the issue yesterday. Is it soser? Darvashina gorim soser. Amar Rabbi Levi, so we have an additional discussion. Amar Rabbi Levi, ein havlad mitaher el yamim haru'uyin lios ben zava. Rabbi Levi holds that the vlad is mitaher, meaning we can attribute it to the birth and not to zava, during the days of ziva, meaning those 11 days. That's when we can attribute it, but not outside of those 11 days. Those 11 days are ziva days. Rav Amar, afilu b'yamim haru'uyin l'sfira zava. No more mako. Even days that are ra'i to count for a zava. What does that mean? Even the 7 days after the 11. Why? Because let's say she would see the last 3 days of the 11 days, she would be a Zava Gadola, so the next 7 days would be connected, would also be days of Ziva that she has to count towards Tahara. So those are called days of Ru'uyim L'Svira Zava. So those also are Nitar by Leda. Right, again, sounds like the Rambam, sounds against the Rambam, like Rav Rishonim, that the Ziva days can be stretched out, and until Shiva Nikiyim are over, you're not going to go back to Nida days. So that is the second day. So you have Rav Levi, you have Rav, and now Amar of Adab or Ahava. The assumption is that this is explaining Rav, it's not giving a third opinion. Ula Taime de Rav, Afilu Yamim Aruyan Lesfiras Stiras Zava. According to Rav, you shouldn't stop after the 7 days after the 11, but even further than that, because let's say the Shiva Nikiyim are uprooted, you got to start again and again and again and keep going. So really, there's no limit. According to Rav Ada Bar Ava's version of Rav, a woman, if she's a Zava and she has Koshi and attributed to Leda, so it is never going to cause her to be a Zava. The only time it's ever going to cause her problems is in her Nida days. Good. That's the Machtri and Machlokas. So Tanan. So we want to ask a question from our Mishnah. Tanan. Kama hu kishuya Rabbi Meir Omer arboim v'chamishim yom. 40-50 days. So how do you have a case of 40 and 50 days, according to these opinions? So Bishlama l'Rav, according to Rav, Mishkachas l'karav adabar ahava, according to the third opinion, who says that you have ad infinitum, as much as you want, days of ziva, that koshi is mitaher, so that works out. You could have 40 and 50 days, all of that could be attributed because there's no end. Elo lelevi kasha, but according to Rabbi Levi, all you have are the 11 days. So if all you have are the 11 days, how could Rabbi Meir say, oh, 40 and 50 days could also be attributed? What do you mean? You only have 11. So Amalecha Levi, 1 second, mik tani tahor mik bekulon. Levi says, 1 second, did we say tahora from all of, are they 40, 50 days and they're all tahar? No, it just means within the 40 and 50 prior to the birth, out of those days, if there are ziva days, then we could be matar in those days. So it doesn't mean all 40 and 50. But, bimei nida, nida, bimei ziva tahara. If it's days of nida within those 40 and 50, then tamea, because there's no limit as we saw, bimei ziva tahara. And if it's days of Ziva, those 11 days that appear within those 40-50, so then we would say that she is Tahora. Good. That was one version of the Shitos. So Lishna Achri, not a different, similar, but not exactly the same version. Amri, Amri, Rabbi Levi, Eina Vlan Metayer, Ela Yamim, Haru Uyin Lios Behen Zava Gedola. Late Rabbi Levi says that the Vlad is only Metaher, meaning Koshi is Metaher, days that are roi to be Zava Gedola. What does that mean? If a woman sees for 3 days during Yemei Ziva, so then we say that she is not a Zava. But if she sees for 2 days, she's going to become a Zava Ketana. That's the Devar Levi. Only Zava Gedola is knocked out by Leda, but not Zava Ketana. My Taima, Dama Yamim Rabim, Ksiv. That's what it says, Yamim Rabim. So that means 3 days. Abishol Mishmei de Rav Amar. Abishol says in the name of Rav, Afilu Yamim Haru'uyon Lios Ben Zava Ketana. No, he says in the name of Rav that even days that she's right to be a Zava Ketana, my Taima, Yimei V'chol Yimei Hasam Ksivi. Right, we have a special drasha, extra limud, that even a Zava Ketana, meaning all Ziva are excluded. But according to both of these opinions, Levi and Abishol Mishmei de Rav, both of them do not include any days after the 11. They both include only the 11, machlokes, zavak dola, zavak tana, but either way, not afterwards. So now we could ask the same question that we asked earlier on Levi, we could ask on both these opinions. Tanan, kama huki shuyer, meir omar filo arbam chabishim yom, kashalo shavayu. Kash on both, because how do you get 40 and 50 days? So again, we give the same answer we gave before. Miktani tar bakulan, kishta b'yamei nidasa nida, b'yamei zivasa tahora. During yamei nidasa nida, b'yamei zivasa tahora. There's an interesting discussion here related to who's talking. The second sheet here is Abishol in the name of Rav. So Abishol in the name of Rav. See the Ranchberg here, the Bersal Ranchberg changes this. He says, lo yadati mihu. Abishol we know is a Tana. So you're not going to have a Tana, even though Rav is Rav Tana Upalik, he's on the border. So anybody quoting Rav is going to be an Amora. So who is this? So the Marav Ranchberg says, Leyadati mihu, lafiyani es daiti, Abishol mishmei de Rebbe. It should be Abishol mishmei de Rebbe instead of Rav. So the Ranchberg changes it. If you look at Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, right here in the back, he says, Ein Chaver B'Talmud. This is a unique, if it's true, our Gersa, it must be an Amora named Abishol, and it's quoting Rav, but we never have him anywhere else in the in Shas. Abishol, that name itself, is the basis for a big discussion in Halacha. In Hilchos Kibud Avaim, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Yeridea, in Tzimin Reish Mem, what about, is one allowed to call their father by their name? The answer is no. Can't call your father by his first name. But what about cases if he has a title? What if he has a title? So that's a discussion that is that the Pesach Tshuva has here and the other notes of Kalim, Abba Shaul. So if my father has a title, if my father is Rav so and so, or the Tur, quoting his father the Rush, he quotes my Rabbeinu Asher, and he quotes the Rambam signs his name Moshe, right, Ben Maimon. So if it's more of a title, so Abba Shaul is a title, so then it would be okay. That's what the Pesach Tshuva here quotes in Reish Mem Sif Katan Beis, and Abishol comes up in this discussion as well. Okay, for that, but now we don't even know if this is the real Abishol or not, or it might just be an Amora that we don't know of elsewhere. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Tanya, Haya Rabbi Meir Omer, Yesh Mekashe Kufnun Yom, Ve'in Ziva Ola Bahen. So, we gotta do a little math. Rabbi Meir says, you could have a case where a woman has Koshi and Re'ia for 150 days straight, and it's not going to create Ziva. Wow, how do you have 150 days without Ziva? Right, we said 40 to 50 is the most, but how do you have a case where she's not? So Ketzad, so Shnayim below Ace. So a woman sees 2 days at the end of her days of Ziva. Let's see, a woman, regular, she happens to be pregnant, and during her days of Ziva, the last 2 days she sees. So that does not make her a Zava Gadola. And then she sees 7 days straight of her days of Nida, Vesheva de Nida. So that's 9. Vishnayim shall achra Nida. Then she's back in Ziva days, and she sees another 2 days. So 2, 7, 2. That's 11. So she's still not a Zava. Right after that starts her 50 days before she has a baby. Vachamishim shahavlan metaher. So we had 11, and now we have 50. So 50 days of Koshi, that's not Ziva. So that is 61 now. Right? We had 2, 7, 2. So that is 11 plus another 50 is 61. Vishmonim shel nekeva, and then she has the baby. So you have 80 days of the birth of a nekeva, right? The 14 and the 66. You have 80 days. So 80 along with the 61 is 141. Vishiva nida, and then right after that she has days of nida. Vishnayim shel achar nida, and then 2 more days afterwards, and that's it. So in those 150, it's 150 altogether. If she sees 1 more day, she'll be a Zava, because now she's in days of Ziva again. But that's 150 days. Your mayor shows that you can have a case of Re'ia straight. She could have Re'ia for 150 days straight, and she still won't be a Zava. Amazing. Amru lo, they said to Rabbi Meir, Im Kain, Yesh Mekasha Kol Yameh, Vein Ziva Ola Bahen. What do you mean? You can have a case where a woman forever and ever, not just 150 days. What's the case? Vein Ziva Ola Bahen, Rashi explains, what if she becomes pregnant during her Yamei Tohar, and then she has another baby, and then she's gonna start the cycle again? So the Rabbi Meir says, that's not gonna work. If she just gets pregnant and has a nefel, so there's no koshi that we can attribute to non-ziva. That's not going to create the din of leida. A koshi is not a leida, says Rabbi Meir, so therefore only up to 150. That's one case. Tanu Rabban in another case. Yesh ro'et me'ayom ve'in ziva ola bahen. I'll give you a case, says the Brisa, of 100 days. and Ziba will not count towards them. Ketzad, what's the case? Shnayim below Ace. Similar case. Two at the end of Reziva days. Vishiva Nida, that's nine. Vishnayim Shal Achara Nida, that's 11. So we have 2, 7, 2. Again, that's 11. Vishmonim, and then she gives birth without Koshi. That's the case here. She gives birth without any days previously. So you have 11, and then Vishmonim Shal Nakeva, then the 80 after having a girl, that's 91. Vishiva Nida, 98. Vishnayim Shal Achara Nida. So that case is exactly the same case as the previous case without the extra days leading in, the 50 days that leads in prior to birth. So the Gemara says, "My kamash malan, what's the chiddush of this line?" Could have asked this on the previous case too. The Mafarshim point out, "What's the chiddush?" La afuke miman da amar ef shel psichas akever below dam against shita that we alluded to yesterday and that we had earlier. See earlier leel chafalef beginning of the parak. Against the sheet that says that if it's psichas akever, there has to be dam, kamash malan, the efshel psichas akever below dam, it's possible. And therefore, they have the 80 of Nekeva. Those are all counted as days that we don't have to be worried. So you have the case of 150, you have the case of 100. Next, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Daya Vechulu, Rabbi Yehuda said that 1 month. 1 month is it. We just discussed Rabbi Meir Shita 40 or 50. Now we have the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda 1 month. So Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, Daya Chadasha, V'yesh B'davar L'Hakil L'Hachmir. So there is a Kula and a Chumra to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda who says a month, what does a month mean? It means the night, means the last month before the birth. So Ketzad, Kashta, so we'll talk about what a month is soon. But first let's read the Gemara. Kashta shnayim basof shmini ve'echad b'tchilas chi, if she had labor pain and re'ia on the last 2 days of month 8 and the first day of month 9, so those 3 days, so two of those 3 days are in the previous month. So v'afilu b'tchilas chi yolda, even if she goes right into the birth then, the beginning of the 9th month, harizu yoladis bezov, we say that is yoladis bezov. Why? Rashi says, because the rove of the days of Ziva here, 2 out of 3 of the days of Re'ia were in the 8th month, that's too early. You can't attribute that to the birth, and therefore you throw the 1 in the 9th month back to the 8th month, so it's as if she had 3 days in the 8th month, and therefore she is a Oledes Bezov. That is the first case. Aval, the opposite, Kashta Yom Echad Bezov Shmini, V'shtayim B'tchilas Shi, but if she had 1 day of Koshi at the end of the 8th, and 2 days at the beginning of the 9th, Va'afilu b'sof tshi'i yolda, and even if she took off a month until the end, she'd have a baby until the end of the 9th month, and she only had koshi at the beginning. Ein zudez bezov, that's not yodez bezov, cause one of the days, what, two of the days were in the 9th month, and that's the din. You can attribute that to the birth. Amar of Adab or Ava, Shma mina kasavar of Yehuda, Shipura garim. What do you see, Rabbi Yehuda? Hold, Rabbi Yehuda says a month. It must mean that Shipura, the chauffeur, is garim. The chauffeur causes the days of the ziva versus leida. Meaning what? Rabbi Yehuda says, according to Rov Rishonim, what does this mean? Tosfos says it here. Other Rishonim say it here. Look at Tosfos, Shipura Garim. Pirish, Shofar Shetokan Barosh Chodesh, Bekidish HaChodesh, Chi'i Shel Ibura. If she has the 9th month, meaning what months are we talking about here? So Rov Rishonim say we are talking about the lunar months. The lunar months, that is what is if she have 2 in the previous and 1 in the later, Shipura Garim. You see, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. You go by the lunar month. Pirish, Shofar, Shetokan, Barosh Chodesh, Bekidish HaChodesh, Shi, Shalibura. That is what determines that month. That is what Tosfos says. The Rikva here argues, Rikva says, no, we're talking about it uses the Lashon of Shofar, meaning Shofar of Rosh Chodesh, but it really doesn't mean that. It really means her 9th month. You see, Rabbi Yehuda holds Shipura Garim, it's the last month that is the only one that we can attribute to, that we can attribute to the Leida. Let me get the words of the Ritva. Umilsa de Svaran Amihu, she ain't chodesh she shall yoledes holech acher chachi ashana, el acher minyani bura. What does the lunar month have to do with her labor? What does it do with it? It has to do with her personal month. Upamim shematzchil chi shalalu sof chodesh hashana. It could be that the 9th month starts towards the end of a Hebrew month. The chasle l'rabbeinu l'taus bazeh. I can't believe anybody would make such a mistake, says the Ritva. And you know why anybody would quote such a thing like Rashi? El apirish rabbeinu tzachus lashana gemara umalitzaso b'derach shituf hashem. It's just using the language of Kiddush HaChodesh, but it doesn't really mean it. Ki gamzu yesh la shofar l'kadesh b'rosh chadash l'kadesh es v'lad shala. Upstairs in Shamayim, there's a shofar that goes off to start her ninth month of pregnancy. Like the soldiers before. Okay, says the Ritva, don't think this has to do with the lunar months. But there is precedent. There is precedent for the lunar months having an impact on the woman's body. Right, most famous is the discussion in Hilchas Nida, which we know that women, most women today who do not have vestos kavuos, they don't have set patterns to their cycles, therefore they have to be worried about all three vestas. What are the three vestas? Number one, vest haflaga. She has to be worried about the interval between the last two vestos. The last two, number one, that's haflaga. Then we have the vest of the onabeninus. We have 30 days. We paskin 30, 31. We discussed this earlier in the Masechta. And also we have the vest hachodesh. So vest hachodesh, the vest hachodesh. If a woman sees on a certain day of the Hebrew calendar, we're worried that she's going to see on the same Hebrew date of the following month. So ask the Achronim, how is that possible? What is the Jewish calendar, the lunar calendar, has to do with the cycle of every woman? So says the Shach in Kuf Pei Tes, Sif Yud Gimel, yes, the Jewish calendar, the lunar calendar, is koveya and even has effects on our bodies. The Shulchan Aruch, this is where the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Kuf Pei Tes Sivav, Kishem Shokovas Vespa Flaga Miyamim Shavim Vishainim Shavim, Kach Kovas Bimei Achodesh. And if a woman sees on the sixth day of Sivan, they have to be worried about the sixth day of Tammuz. Maybe it's a chaser, maybe it's a mali. It doesn't make a difference. That's what the Shach says, right? The Shach calls machlokes between the Ra'ah and the Rashba. But the Rashba says, the Rashba and Mishbarasa by his chaser, Devadai Shipura Garim. Quoting our Gemara, Shipur Agarim, Vakoli Yemos HaChodesh, Malei V'chaser, L'chadashim L'shanim U'baros, L'fi Tikune Bezdin, Shekol Masha Bezdin Shalamata Osim, Bezdin Shalamala Maskimini Mahen. Whatever the Bezdin Shalamata does, Bezdin Shalamala agrees, D'chsiv Hashet Tikiru Osam Hashet Tikiru Atem B'mo Adam. And then he quotes famous Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that we know that if something happens, a woman gets injured, a girl less than 3 years old gets injured, so she has the status of what's called Bisuleh HaChozrim. Her Bisulim are still intact because they will grow back if she's less than 3 years old, but if she's injured when she is older than three, then they're injured permanently. What happened if she's over 3 years old and she's injured, and then Bezdin is Ma'aber the Chodesh, and it ends up now that she's less than 3 years old? So the Yerushalmi says Bisuleh HaChozrim. She already lost her psulim. She's above. No, that is the Yerushalmi in Nedarim, that the lunar calendar can even have an effect on the physical makeup. So, same thing here. This is another example of that, according to Tosfos. Shipur Agarim. That is our Gemara that is quoted there in the Shach and Kuf Pei Tes Sif Yud Gimel. By the way, just Derech Agav, the Aruch Lener here is mayor. What is the Tosfos talks about? The shofar of Rosh Chodesh, of Kiddush HaChodesh. They didn't blow shofar every Kiddush HaChodesh. What kind of shofar are we talking about? So the Aruch Lener says it must be the shofar that they blew during the Karban Musaf in the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Chodesh. Because that's where they blew shofar, but and they didn't blow it during Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay, finishing up this section, six lines from the bottom or so, says the Gemara, Eini, is this really true? What's really true? We just had the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda seemed to say that a woman could have a baby either the end of the ninth month, the middle of the ninth month. Right, those are the examples given. Right? Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda says, even if she has it at the end, if she has it at the beginning, that's what's called, as we saw before, Yoledes Limikutain. She could have babies even if she doesn't go through the whole month. So, Eini, is this really true? Farmer Shmuel, the great Talmudic doctor, says, Ein Isha Misaberes Violedes, a woman only gives birth if she has El Olamasayim V'Shivim Echad Yom, Olamasayim V'Shivim V'Shayim Yom, Olamasayim V'Shivim V'Shlosha, either after 271, 272, or 273 days of pregnancy. Meaning, what's the 1, 2, or 3? So Rashi explains, because it depends how long the Zera took to be collate. After the Maisa Bia, there are 3 days as that the Zera is still potent in order to impregnate. After that, we say that the Zera does not have the status of Zera anymore, so Paleta Shechva Zera. As we know, the Halacha is only last of three 24-hour periods after the Maisa Bia. So, what do you see from here? Shmuel says that, yep, pregnancy is full, either 271, 272, 273. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say that otherwise? Rabbi Yehuda says, Yoledes L'Mekutain, in the ninth month. So the Gemara says, Samach Lokas. Who da'amar ka chasidim arishonim? He said, he, Shmuel, holds like chasidim arishonim. Who the chasidim arishonim? Ditanya. The Brisa says, chasidim arishonim. Here's the line. I'm going to spend some time on this. Lo hayu meshabshin mitosein ala berevi b'shabbos. They were only with their wives on Wednesdays. Or berevi'i b'shabbos. Tuesday night going into Wednesday. Or Wednesday berevi'i b'shabbos. Why? Why this night? Shelo yavo'u nishosehen lidei chilul shabbos. Why? Because the maisabia this night causes the birth to take place 271 days later on Shabbos. So that is why they were already making sure that they wouldn't have a Maisabia which could impregnate their wives, which would cause them to have Chilul Shabbos. So let's give them 1 second, and then we'll come back. B'Ravi V'Sulo, what, only on Tuesday night, Wednesday? Only on Ravi? But we just said it's 3 days. 271, 272, 273. So Ema, may Ravi V'Elech. Right, it's from Wednesday on. That's when they, because earlier, if it was earlier in the week, so then it would cause Chilul Shabbos. Okay, so this is the Shitas that Shmuel held, like these Shitas of Chassidim Rishonim, right? The question was, how could he argue on Rabbi Yehuda Tana? So he holds like these Shitas of Chassidim Rishonim, who are also Tanaim. Okay, there's a lot to talk about here. First of all, the phrase Chassidim HaRishonim, be an interesting doctoral thesis to put together all the Chassidim HaRishonim in Shas, if there's any connection between all of them. We have these Chassidim HaRishonim who take into account what's going to happen in 9 months from now, in 10 months from now, when my wife is going to have a baby. We have Chassidim, the most famous Chassidim HaRishonim are in Brachas Daf Lamed, where the Gemara says Chassidim HaRishonim HaYishon Shah Achaz Mispalon. They used to come and wait for an hour before they daven. The Gemara Nedarim on Daf Samach, that they used to, Chassidim HaRishonim used to be Misnadiv to be Nazirim, because they wanted to bring karbanas chatas. So how else could you get yourself into a situation? You can't do an avera. So a nazir brings a karban chatas. So he used to bring karbanas chatas. The Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Lamed, Chassidim HaRishonim used to put away their dangerous materials on deep down, so nobody would get hurt. Okay, these are all different Chassidim HaRishonim. And interestingly, what the obviously it's Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, but this is goes on the list of Chassidim HaRishonim. Couple of ha'aris. Number one, do I have to be worried? Number one, the Ritva points out Nishtanu Ativim. Nishtanu Ativim here, and that is nature has changed. Women have babies before, after, and there's no way to figure out based on a Maisabia exactly when the birth is going to take place. But this is what Rishonim say in various places. Nishtanu Ativim. The Tosfos in Maseches, I think it's Moed Katan, talks about a certain fish, where there was a certain fish that was, the Gemara says, was very good. Tosfos says, well, nowadays it's poisonous. So how do you work that? So Tosfos says, Nishtanu Ativim. Sometimes nature could change. So even if Shmuel says, and the Chassidim HaRishonim knew exactly based on the Maisabia, but Nishtanu Ativim, and we don't have to worry about it. But even if not Nishtanu Ativim, the Maritz Chayis here points out, points us to the sugya that has come up in various places in the past, and that is the sugya of ishtapich chamimei. How much do I have to be worried about long-term results of my maisa right now? Right? The sugya in Shabbos, the Mishnah says in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph that Talmudic medical knowledge was that a baby has to be washed in hot water after the bris milah. That was Wazida, and he doesn't do it. If not, pikuach nefesh. He has to be washed in hot water. So if there was a bris on Shabbos, everybody used to warm up the water before Shabbos in order to have it. What happens if Friday night, Shabbos morning before the bris milah, the water gets spilled out? Ishtapich chamimei. Right, that case is not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says he used to warm up water beforehand. What about if it was spilled out? That is a machlokas between the Balamar and the Ramban. The Balamar has an unbelievable shita. The Balamar says there in Shabbos, Tafnun Gimel Amad Aleph and Dafi Arif, you push off the Mila. You push off the Mila. Why? Because Bris Mila is Docha Shabbos. As long as you did all your preparations that you could have done before Shabbos. But if you didn't, here you did, but it got spilled out. Balamar says, if you're going to have to do bris milah, and then after you do bris milah, now the baby is going to be in a state of sakana, and therefore you will have to warm up water and violate the Isra of Bishul B'Shabbos, better, says the Balamar, to wait till after Shabbos to do the milah. Even though milah is an Isra kares, every day possibly, that's a machlokas Ram and Ravid, at the beginning of Hilchas Milah, whether kares is every day or only after one dies without milah, but the Balamar says, in any case, Im nishmechu kodem milah, ha milah nidches, ve'ein Shabbos nidche. That's what he says. Unbelievable. Says the Ramban, what? Ein l'mitzvah elishaito. That's the language of the Ramban, borrowing a language from a different sugya. You do what's in front of you. Says the Ramban, you have a mitzvah milah now, do a mitzvah milah now. Ow, in 10 minutes from now, after the milah, you're going to have to, it's sakana tefash, it's b'gorach nefesh, I have to warm up water. So you'll have to enter then. You don't have to worry about that right now. Do the milah. This is a machlokas that is quoted by many, many achronim in various contexts, called ishtapech hamimei, long-term, short-term view of mitzvahs. So the Maariv Chayis, right here, quotes this machlokas between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban. These chassidim arishonim seem to be a raya against the Ramban. What am I have to be worried about? What's going to happen in 10 months from now? Right now, there's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Ona. It's a mitzvah of Puravu. So it should be with their wives. So he says, you have to be machalik somehow. But the Maariv Chayis points out this machlokas. Machlokas comes up in other places as well. We've quoted in the past the machlokas, just to quote two other contexts. The machlokas between the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. The Radvaz and the Tshuvan, Chelek Dalet Simin Yun Gimel. Sheila, Ruvain Hayachavesh Mbeso Asurim. Ruvain is in jail. He can't go out to Davo Dominion. He's stuck in jail. And he begged the officer to let him out of jail. You could get out one day a year. Whatever day you pick. You could pick any day you want to get out of jail to go to Davo Dominion. Which day do you pick? The Radvaz was asked, which day should he pick? So it's a short tshuva. He says, just a tshuva. I saw somebody else who had this question. He did scuba diving and he only came up with rocks. Basically, he didn't give a proper answer. He says, first he says, maybe Yom Kippur, but then he says, why Yom Kippur? What do you need a minion for Yom Kippur? Then he says, maybe Purim, because of Mikra Megillah and Pursume Nisa. He says, I don't know. He says, Avol Masharay Lismachalav. Says Rabbi, you know what I think? Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. You go out today. Mitzvah Rishonah Shadavol Yado Sheefshal Asosa. You can't go. You could have with the minion today. So go out. Ve'im Mashkichin Ema Mitzvah Shepaga Botchila Hikala Ochamura Sheiato Yodea Matan Scharin Shal Mitzvahs. You don't know the Scharfa Mitzvahs. Shofar Mikra Megillah. V'zeh Pashid Ma'od Etzli. It's Pashid Ma'od. David ben Shlomo, Avisimra, the Radvaz says, you go out the first day. That is the Radvaz. The Chacham Tzvi and Shuvah Simen Kufav quotes the Radvaz. Chacham Tzvi was a couple hundred years after the Radvaz, and he says, I'm sorry. I think it's wrong. I think you have to go by the quality of the day. And you got to figure out exactly what the best one is. He says at the end, he says, Aval b'mitzvah shonos ein mavirin kalo b'chamura. Ein mavirin ala mitzvahs is only if they're equal. But if you're going to be able to do a later one, so you have to wait. Hamia b'mitzvah acha she'efshal asosah hayom shalom and amuvchar ulumachar and amuvchar tov lahamtin lamachar vein b'zeh mishum mavir ala mitzvahs elashani chochek. He says that's what he doesn't give a which hand, he doesn't say which day. He just says that the principle of ein mavirin doesn't apply. The sechemin has the shaila of if a man can only fast one day a month, and he knows if he fasts on Som Gedalia, he will not be able to fast on Yom Kippur. So does he fast on Som Gedalia knowing that, or does he say, well, Som Gedalia is only Drabanan? So I'm going to wait, I'm going to eat on Som Gedalia, knowing I'm violating a Din Drabanan, but I'm going to fast on Yom Kippur. That's another context where it comes up. The final one I just wanted to mention, I didn't bring the Ramoshi yesterday, so I'll bring this one today. Ramoshi, in the fourth tshuva in Igris Moshe, Ramoshi talks about tefillin. He got a question from Rafutner. From Rav Hutner in 1944, Chaf Adar, Tufshin Dalit. The question from Rav Hutner was, Rachman Litzlan, somebody has a very contagious illness and they are in quarantine in the hospital. Everything that they bring into the hospital will have to be burned. They won't be able to let it out. So, is a man allowed to bring in his tefillin, knowing that he will be destroying the tefillin? Is gram mechikas Hashem. Vim yavi tefillin l'sham yisrael gam tefillin. Im mutar likach l'sham tefillin l'kayim ha-mitzvah bizmanei yoso sham. Could I think right now? V'horesi l'isser. Rav Moshe Paskin l'isser in that case. And he says, Paskin l'isser, even according to the Ramban. He says, you might think it's totally in the machlokas Baal HaMor Ramban. He thinks, even according to the Ramban, I think it'll be usser. And he goes through, maybe because it's considered ma'abed bi'adayim. It's not considered just gram here. Okay, that's the tshuva of Rav Moshe, but that is an important discussion of the Chassidim HaRishonim and the Maariv Chayis' Ha'ara, that this sounds like a Baal HaMor. Baal HaMor fits very nicely into this into the sugya, you got to figure out exactly how the Ramban would work. I just want to see the Balamar, the Avadavar Tzorech Etzli Talmud. Right? He doesn't answer it. Doesn't answer exactly how the Ramban would work with it. Okay, we continue. Okay, just one or two other ha'aris actually on the, before we continue. The Ramah writes that in Eben Ha'ezer, he quotes our Nishtanu Hativim idea in this context. How does the Ramah quoting that we don't have to worry about it? The Ramah says in Hilchas Yibam, talking about if a man dies when his wife is pregnant, and we have to be we have to know if she has a baby. If she has a baby, then fine, wonderful. There's no Yibam. What if she has a stillborn? What if she has a premature birth? So when is it called a vlad to pater from Yibam and Chalitza, and when is it not? So the Ramah says, the Yesh Omer, de bizman hazeh, afilu lo nechneses b'chodesh hates, rak yom echad, milvad yom shenis abrabo, if she gets into the ninth month, have a vlad kayama. V'af agav di amrina b'gamar, yoledes l'tes, eina yoledes l'mukutayin, and even though we just learned from the Chassidim Arishonim and Shmuel, that ninth monthers, eina yoledes l'mukutayin, they don't have early, it's full ninth month, Kfar tamu al ze rabim shachush machish eloshanu tzrichin lomar shachshav nishtane ha'inyan. Right, nishtane ha'inyan, and therefore we don't hold to this today, and one doesn't have to be worried about when the Maisa Biyah takes place. There is a Sefer Chassidim. There's a Sefer Chassidim. It's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but it's a Sefer Chassidim that one might have heard before. Tavshin Sada Gimel. Mishi ishtamu uberes v'higia chodesh hatishii. A woman is pregnant and the ninth month comes. Yispalel shelo teled ishto b'shabbos. Shelo yechalelu shabbos. V'chein abito v'kalaso. V'echad ha'im yispalel b'tfilas mincha erev shabbos. Shelo tipo teleka b'shabbos. Shelo teladena anasha b'shabbos. Person used to daven that is, there's no fire that breaks out in his factory on Shabbos. His wife shouldn't give birth on Shabbos. Okay. So he wants to daven that way, fine. But right when the wife says, I want to go to the hospital, you better get in the car and go. There's no issues that we are going to push this off, chas v'shalom. And once heard a story that a husband got even upset at a wife for going into labor, chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. First of all, the Sefer Chassidim is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and many Sefer Chassidims are not followed by all. But again, somebody wants to daven privately that he shouldn't have to go on Shabbos, it's okay, you can't. But once things start happening, then obviously, we are Mechal Shabbos. Just final point related to this, the Chashuke Chemed writes in the, related to this Sefer Chassidim, in the following piece, after the one about the loans. 2 points. Number one, does a woman have a chiyuv if she's in her ninth month? We're talking about 9 months earlier. What about if she's in her ninth month, she's due tomorrow? Does she have a chiyuv to stay near the hospital over Shabbos? In order to not have to be Mechal Shabbos, so Rav Yosha Paskins, no. She has no chiyuv. Let her stay home. She has no chiyuv to be near the hospital. Change her makam agurim. No, she doesn't have to be worried. You want to say Chassidim Rishonim? He quotes his Gemara? No, Midas Chassidus. But she is definitely not Chayevus. There was a story of a woman who did that. She was a Chassida, and she went to be near the hospital. In the middle of the Shabbos, she starts having pain. She walks to the hospital, and they measure, and they say, you know, there's a little chance. We want to give you, we want to get this baby out. We want to give you some stimulants in order to for you to have the baby. And the question is, how much of a danger was there? She asks, how much of a danger was there? They said slight danger. She's like, I came here on Shabbos, and you're going to speed it up, so I'm going to have to be Mechal Shabbos anyway. The Shaila was, how slight of a danger could she say, I'm not interested, and don't give it to me, versus not. So the Rev Zolberstein paskins that 10% for sure, don't listen to her. That's a danger. 10%, the Mishkas Yaakov has a tshuva also, 10% is called Mir HaMatsui. Mir HaMatsui, and therefore you can't disregard a Mir HaMatsui. And therefore if there's a 10% chash of a danger, for sure you have to be Mechal Shabbos. What about 5%? So Rev Zolberstein says even 5%. He thinks you have to be Mechal Shabbos for, that's a miut that you have to contend with. Less than 5% if this woman wants to take her chances, maybe we'll give it a 95% is no danger here, less than 5%. But 5% or up, then we wouldn't listen to this woman in this circumstance. Good, let's continue a little more and then we will mention a number of other points. Amar Mar Zutra, my time out the Chassidim Rishonim. What's the reason for the Chassidim Rishonim? Where's the hint that they have these days and that you're not your Yoledes L'Mekutan like Shmuel said? Dechsev, Vayitin Hashem La Heirayon. Hashem, by Rus, she made her pregnant. Hey Rayon, Bigamatria, Masan, Vishim Vakharhave. Hey Rayon, Gamatria is 271. Okay, so that is a hint. Amar Marzutra, finishing up. Afilu Lamanda Amar, Yoledis Letitia, Eina Yoledis Lamukutaim. Even according to the one who says that a 9-monther is not Yoledis Lamukutaim, meaning it's full term, if you're in the 9th month, Yoledis Lashiva, Yoledis Lamukutaim. In the 7th month, it could be not full 7th month. Bizman Azeh, we just said, the Ramah says in Shanu Ativim, even in the 9th month, Yoledis Lamukutan. But even Bizman Talmud, where they held Eina Yoledis in the 9th month, Lamukutan, in the 7th month it is. Why Shanamar? You know it from? Interesting, we don't quote, oh, look around, look at women. No, we go to Pasuk in Chumash, in Navi. Shanamar Vayi L'Tkufos Hayamim Baychana. It was L'Tkufos Hayamim Vatar Chana Vatele Bein. So Tkufos, what does Tkufos mean? Miyat Tkufos Shnayim. Two tkufos mean two. Tkufos are two. One tkufa is 3 months. Two tkufos are 6 months. And then we have yamim. Yamim minimum is 2 days. So 6 months and 2 days, that's into the 7th month. That's l'mekuta'in. So you see, Chana gave birth l'mekuta'in in the 7th month. Period. The Marsha here on this Gemara has an interesting ha'ara connecting this to a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. Gemara tells him in Masechet Shabbos that if Bnei Yisrael altogether would keep 2 Shabbosos, Miyan Nigalin, we would be Nigal. So, says the Marsha, he connects that Gemara to this Gemara. What 2 Shabbosos? The 2 Shabbosos of these Chasidim Harishonim who made sure that they wouldn't have a baby on Shabbos, and if there would be a boy on Shabbos, you would have to have the bris milah the following Shabbos, so they guarded themselves that they wouldn't have to be mechalal 2 Shabbosos. So if everybody would keep 2 Shabbosos in Yad Nigalon, it's the Shabbos of the Leida and the Shabbos of the Milah. And he says that's the pasuk in the Navi that says, Omer, the pasuk that Chazal is based on in Masechet Shabbos is the based on that. Yishma Shapsosai is plural. What do you mean Sarisim? Sarisim are people who don't have children. So why did Hashem say this to the Sarisim? So these, that's referring to the Chasidim Harishonim, who are Masaris themselves, kind of, on those nights, in order not to be with their wives, so you wouldn't have to be Mechal Shabbos. That's the connection between the 2 Shabbosos of the Miyan Nigalin and Argamar. That Chazal, though, is important for other reasons as well. I think this has been mentioned in the past. Shulchan Aruch says, as we know, that there's a concept of smichas geula l'tfila. Not allowed to have a break between geula and tfila. There are exceptions to the rule. Hashem Svasai Tiftach is an exception, because the Gemara says at the beginning of brachas, that is tfila arichta. The Gemara says hashkivenu is an exception, because that is geula arichta. After Gal Yisrael, hashkivenu, Rabbeinu Yonah says in brachas, that hashkivenu was written by Bnei Yisrael as they were huddled in their houses on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, before they went out. So it was made b'shas geula. Okay, that's why there's no other break. What about Kaddish? Kaddish is also not considered a break. By Ma'ariv, it's just getting ready for Shemona Esrei, getting the tzibur ready. But the shaila is, what about the psukim we say? The minhag of Klal Yisrael is to say psukim on Friday night, on Yontif night. So the Shulchan Aruch does not quote any psukim. And the Gras says, that's why if you have any minhag in any places in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag of Gras is not to say any of these psukim, because they're not quoted in Shas, they're not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, and I want to say them. So it's a hafsakah of simchas geula tefila. The tour quotes v'shamru. The tour says you can the minhag is to say v'shamru. Why? Because it's connected to geula. Why is it connected to geula? Our chazal. If Bnei Yisrael would keep 2 Shabbosos, Miyan Nigalin, v'shamru Bnei Yisrael's a Shabbos, that's related to geula. That's what the tour says. You can say that pasuk. The tour doesn't quote the other psukim though. What do you do with Vayidaber Moshe? Vayidaber Hashem is Vayidaber Hashem Bnei Yisrael. So the Prisha, the Mefarshim on the bottom of the tour, talk about that. Those are all connected to Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So those are also Geula. What about Yom Kippur? That's not Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Levush says, that's the greatest Geula in the world. That's Geula Sanefesh. Okay, so we try to extend the reasons. But that's what Chazal say about Geula. Interesting, though, that this is called, just one final point related to this, that the Chasidim Rishonim do this to prevent Chilul Shabbos. Would this be called Chilul Shabbos? It wouldn't be called Chilul Shabbos. It will be called Shmira Shabbos. This Sakanas Tefashas, Pikuach Nefesh, that's called Shmira Shabbos if we're Mechalal Shabbos. So it's interesting, the Gemara calls it Chilul. Sometimes it's not so clear what's called Chilul and what's called Shmira. Just one other example, and then we'll go further. There's a machlokes between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. If a frum doctor was placed to be call on Shabbos, never the Gafim Mechal Shabbos, to go to work on Shabbos, and he has the chance to change his call with a non-frum doctor. Should he and can he change his call? The non-from doctor is going to be Mechal Shabbos anyway. So do we say, oh, he might as well be Mechal Shabbos in the context of the hospital? Because then it'll be at least a mitzvah. Be Mechal Shabbos. Let him at least drive to the hospital, not to the golf course. Then I'll at least be doing a mitzvah. That is what Rav Moshe says. Rav Moshe says if you have a chance to switch it, so you switch it. At least be Mezakeh him. That is in Or Chaim Chelek Dalet Simen Ayin Test. Rav Moshe says, do what you can. Says Yish Ofan Amuter Mamash Harofi Shomer Shabbos Yishtadel Itzal Amuminim Alzeh Bebeit Cholim Sheoso Yishom Tamid Yamalof. The firm doctor should always take call on Sunday. Sheav Shabishvil Zeh Yemuchrak Bimleka Harbi Nachrim She Yishom Zmanol Yom Shabbos Yehudi Acher. Even though a different Jew is going to be unsigned, Av Shegama Acher Meim Shomer Torah Shurak Halifnei Delifnei. He says even if they're not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, that's what you do. Says Rav Moshe, it's better. Rav Shlomo Zalman says no. Based on a Beis HaLevi in Parsha Shmos, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you only have the Ptur of Ones if you wouldn't have done it anyway. If you would have done it anyway, that's not called Ones. Let's say somebody is Ones and they can't daven. Right? What if they wouldn't have davened anyway without the Ones? So you don't get the credit, you don't get the Ptur of Ones if you wouldn't have davened anyway. Or the Hafla, beautiful Hafla at the end of Maseches Ksubis, the Hafla says that, some say that the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, they can't come. Boy, it's too dangerous, to this, to that. All the different excuses. Says the Hafla, you only have the excuse if, without the excuse, you would have come. But if you wouldn't have come anyway, so then you don't have the excuse. The Hafla says that about someone who does not live in Eretz Yisrael. That's a very, very sharp words of Hafla. But says Rav Shlomo Zalman, the same thing here. If somebody who is not from is b'machal Shabbos, then even if he happens to be in the hospital saving a life, he's not going to get the credit for Shmira Shabbos. Because that's not Shmira. If the frum doctor does it, and he's doing it L'Shem Shemayim to save a life, so that's called Shmira Shabbos. And he's Ba'ones. But not the non-frum. That's what the Shmira Shabbos quotes, that it's in a footnote in Perek Lamed Beis, Os Kuf Lamed. He quotes the Igris Moshe, then he quotes, V'shamati begon v'shom v'shom v'noyerbach, denire, de'adiv tfei lasos ha'malacha, yedei shomer mitzvahs, shakavanaso le'mitzvah, ki al yedei avaryin, asher kavanaso rak avar betza kesef, he just wants the money, aval gav tekov in mitzvah, mikamakam aval ekineskav in the basar chazir, v'alo biyadah, basar tzleh, it's like you meant to eat kosher, you meant to eat shreif, and you ate kosher by mistake. That's the kavana. The mevor b'kiddushin. The gamazay yish bishum lefnei iver. The gamasher is garat fei, it's chil Shabbos. So that's a machlokas. What's called chil Shabbos? If somebody be machal Shabbos, l'shei mitzvah. Not l'shei mitzvah. They're doing a mitzvah. But they would have done it anyway. So is that called chil or shmira? That is a machlokas between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. I think we mentioned that machlokas in a parsha shir. I'm sorry, in a Haggadah Shir, 3 or 4 years ago, on the Psukim, Vayeda Elokim, because that's what the Beis HaLevi is on. Hashem knew, the Malachim say, they're also all the Avodah Zarah. Hello, the Avodah Zarah, hello, the Avodah Zarah. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, but they're mitzvah Ones. I know they wouldn't have been all the Avodah Zarah without the Ones of being in Mitzrayim, and these guys, the Mitzrayim, would have done it anyway. So, on that Pasuk, that's what the Beis HaLevi says. You only get the Psur of Ones if you wouldn't have done it anyway. Pasuk we say in the Haggadah. Okay. We continue now. Says the Gemara. So we spoke about the Shita of Rabbi Meir, which is 40 and 50 days. We spoke about the second Shita, which says a month. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, in Koshi Yosef, Mibei Shabbosos. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. That's what we have. So Omer, Shmuel, my Tanah, the Rabbanah, why did the Rabbanah limit it to 2 weeks? 2 weeks of Koshi and Re'iyah to attribute to Leda. Anything more than that, we'll say is Ziva. Dechsiv, Tama'ah, Shivu Ayim, Kenidasa. A Yoledes is tummy for 2 weeks, like Nida. Kinida Sava, lo kaziva sa. And we compare her to a Nida and not to a Zava. Mechal de Zivasa Tahora. A Zava would be Tahora in the parallel case. Vekama, what's a parallel case? Shvuayim. Because that 2 weeks a woman is Tamea for Yoledes Nekeva. So too, a Zava is Tahora for that amount. Tana Rabbanan. So now we have, like we had an Amon Aleph. We had 150, we had 100. So now we have, next. Tana Rabbanan Yish Bakasha, Esrim Bachamisha Yom, Vein Ziva Olova Head. It's possible for a woman to see 25 days before birth. Why is this so much less? Because we're not talking about the days after birth. 25 days before the birth, and there's no Ziva. Ketzad, Shnayim below S. 2 days below S. What does that mean again? Remember the last 2 days of the 11-day Ziva cycle. So you have 2 days where she's not a Zava. V'shiva nida u'beishal achar nida. You have 272. So that is 9 days she's not a Zava Gadola. Then, v'arba asar shavar matar. Then according to these last shitas, you have 2 weeks before a birth. So you have 9 plus 14, right? That is 23. That's altogether 25. V'efshar shidiskasha esher v'chaim shisha yom and below vlad. And it's impossible to have 26 without a baby. V'lote yoledes bezov, and she wouldn't be a yoledes bezov. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Below vlad, but also not misagi. What do you mean without a baby? We're talking about a pregnant woman. So even 3 days straight, if she's not pregnant. The Gemara says, you're right. This is what I meant to say. Amar Rav Sheshes, Ema b'macham sheyesh vlad. Whenever there is a baby, there wouldn't be more than 25 days. And if there is more than 25 days, you cannot attribute it to the Leda. You have to attribute it to the Ziva. Amar Le Rava, v'ha below Vlad Tani. How can you just change the Brisa? It says below Vlad. How can you change it to Vlad? So El Amar Rava, you can't change it. You just have to add in. Hachi Ka'amar. This is what the Brisa means. I Efshar Shetiskasha. Esrim v'shisha yom b'makom sheyesh vlad. It's possible that there will be 26 days where there is a vlad. V'lot tehe yoledes bezov, and she wouldn't be considered yoledes bezov. She would be a ziva. U'b'makom she'ein vlad ela nefel, and there's no vlad there. B'tzlas anami hav yezava. Just 3 days straight, there will be a zava gadola. My time ain't kosher l'nefalim, because a nefel, as we had earlier, does not cause the heter, the patur of koshi. That's not called a leida, and therefore it would just be straight Ziva. Good. Masnisan, says the Mishnah. Continuing, again, this parak is all about Koshi and attributions to Koshi. One more daf. Tomorrow, by the Hashem, we finish the parak and we get to the next parak of Yossi Dofen. So, first finishing up today. Hamakasha betok shmonim shana keva. If a woman has labor pain during her 80 days after having a girl, how do you have that? She already had a baby. How do you have labor pain? So Rashi gives 2 days. Either she became pregnant somehow very quickly, and then she's having labor pain again. Let's say she's with her husband on day 15 or 16 after having the baby, and we're not saying that's medically appropriate, but if it's again, obviously it's not lamaisa, but if she got pregnant again, or like the case we had earlier on Daf Chav Zayin, where she had twins, and it was a couple of weeks, we had a couple of months in between the twins earlier, so if she had a couple of weeks in between, so Rashi gives those two days here. So if a woman has labor pain during the 80 days after a girl, so when is that called, and let's say it's during Yemei Nida. So when is that called, is that going to make her a Nida, or is that called going to be Dam Tohar? So Machlokas. Kol Damim Sheiroa Tahorin Hasheyitzi Avlad. Until the baby comes out, it's Dam Tohar. She's in the days of Tohar. So everything's Tohar until the baby. The baby comes out, boom. Then E.F. Shalap Sikhas Akavar below Dam. The baby comes out, so now she's a Nida. If it's in her days of Nida. For Rabbi Eliezer Matame, Blazer says no. Right when the pain starts, that's labor reios. That's, and if it's in her days of nida, it's matame. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, the Chacham said Rabbi Eliezer knows a kav chomer. Uma b'makom shehechmir b'dam shofi. Heiko b'dam koshi. If in a place where we were machmir by blood that came out in a relief state, meaning before the woman has a baby, if she has dam without pain. We're machmir, heikol b'dam koshi, but if she has pain, we're meikol, before a woman has a baby. Then if she just has re'ia, then we're machmir. If she has re'ia with pain, we're meikol. So makom sheheikol b'dam shofi. So now, during Yemei Tohar, if she has re'ia without anything, plain re'ia in a state of shofi, it's tahar, eno din sheheikol b'dam koshi. Surely if she has pain, it should be tamei, it should be tahar. So Amar Lahan, Rabbi Elazar says, sorry, Dayalava min adin lios kenidon, a kalvachomer has a limit, the shita of the principle of dayo, we limit and we don't allow the application of the kalvachomer to be any stronger than the source of the kalvachomer. That's the principle of dayo. So mimash hekel aleha mitumas ziva, where are you talking about? Where is the kula from? From pre-birth? So pre-birth is only meiko from zava. Aval tamea tumas nida. But remember, leida reios do not get you out of being a nida, only out of being a zava. So now, if she's going to be a nida, she's going to be a nida. Afterwards too, we apply dayo. Same conversation coming up in the brisa with one additional point. Tana rabbanan teishe the rabbis amakajem dok shmonim shona keva shekod amea damim shiro tahor na sheitzi havlad. First sheet is like the first sheet in the Mishnah. Right, everything until the baby comes out, tahora. Rebbe Elazar matame. Omer lo Rebbe Elazar. Same kal v'chomer as the Mishnah. Uma b'makom shechmir b'shovi shalifnei avlad. Heiko b'shovi shalachar avlad. If a woman just has a re'iyah before, we're meikol. I'm sorry, if she has a re'iyah before without pain, we're machbir. And yet, same re'iyah after birth, we're meikol. So makom sheheiko b'koshi shalifnei avlad. Eino dit shenaka b'koshi shalachar avlad. So surely we should be mako afterwards. So Amar Lahan, I love him, and Adilios Kenidon. No, don't make the application stronger or more mako than the source. Before birth, she's going to be tami mishum nida, so after birth also, she's tami mishum nida. So Amar Lo, the Rabbanan said, okay, reformulate al kava chomer so you can't apply daya. Hari anu mishivan lecha lashon acher. Say this version. Don't just say it's from before to after. Keep it in the same time period. Focus on before. In a place where we're machmir if she just has a riya without pain. But we're mako where she has pain all about before. So makom sheheka b'shofi shel achar avlad. So now after. So the source is after. So after birth we are mako by her riya without pain. Eino din shenaka b'koshi she'imo. Surely she would be mako. So the if she has pain afterwards. So doesn't that get out of the problem? The Rabbi Elazar says no. At a root, it's the same kavachomer. So you tinker it a little bit. At a root, it's the same kavachomer. You're comparing from before birth to after birth. And if that's true, I can still say, limit the kavachomer. You could come and reformulate it all day. It's the same kavachomer at root. Says Rabbi Lazar, I'm going to make the woman tummy mishim nida, right, when she starts having pain, even though it's yimei tohar. Amarava behaza kiner Rabbi Elazar the Rabbanan. In the following taina, though, the Rabbi Elazar has a very strong claim against the Rabbanan. What is it? The following drasha. The Rabbi Elazar said to the Rabbanan, "Lav amrisu dama. Don't you agree with me in the following? When it says dama by a zava, dama machmas asbav lo machmas vlad. A zava is only created when she has a re'iyah that is attributed to herself, not to her baby. So Achanami, have a similar drasha. V'tarami makar dameha. The days of tohar are only when it's coming from her makor. Dameh machmas asbav lo machmas vlad. But yimei tohar are not going to give you a kula from nida after the baby is born. So that's a very strong taina, says Rava about Rabbi Elazar. Says the Gemara, ema b'yimei nida b'yimei ziva tohara. According to Rabbi Elazar, though, at least it should be limited. Rabbi Elazar is saying, at least it should be tummy mishum nida. So why does he say your tummy across the board? It should be only during your yimei nida. So Amar Kra, no, special pasuk for that. Teishev, yeshiva achas lekulan. Rabbi Elazar says, no, across the board, right when the woman starts having labor pain during her yimei tohar, boom, she becomes tameya. Right? You can't, even though it might be yimei ziva, it doesn't matter. Special gzeiras akasev, teishev, yeshiva achas lekulan. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we'll get into tomorrow, the next daf. We will get into the last daf in Perek Manos Kusim. Okay, so we're starting the day earlier, so hopefully this is better for people. Again, please RSVP about the CM Thursday, August 2nd in Teaneck, rosnerdaf@gmail.com. Please let us know if you can participate. Baruch Hashem, we've had a lot of responses. Feel free to take part. Hope to see you there.